Communities across Alaska are voting in municipal elections today. They are electing city council and assembly members and weighing in on local ballot measures. Some Southeast Alaska voters will consider how to raise revenues and what to spend them on. Coast Alaska's Ed Schoenfeld wraps up what's on Panhandle community ballots.
At least a dozen ballot measures are going before Southeast voters. The city of Ketchikan, for example, wants the okay to raise money to replace aging water and sewer lines. That could sound boring, but it won't be if lines up to 50 years old break and spill their contents.
It's not a question of if that system is going to fail, it's a question of when it will fail.
That's Ketchikan City Manager Carl Amelon answering a council question during a meeting last summer. A pair of ballot measures would raise $10 million for the projects. Officials say the state will reimburse 70% of the overall cost. Councilmember K.J. Harris usually opposes bond issues, but not this time.
To me, this is a need. This is not a want. We have to have infrastructure.
Critics say the city already has too much bond debt. Petersburg voters face seven ballot issues, most addressing taxes. Four would change different aspects of the local senior citizen sales tax exemption. Two would limit the break to locals, while one would exempt only food and heating fuel. The last of the four would make plans to phase out the break. Municipal Clerk Kathy O'Rear says if that measure passes, only those 65 and older by the end of the decade would be eligible.
So eventually, the senior citizen sales tax exemption will sunset or go away.
Petersburg Sales Tax Committee member Lee Corio is okay with the residency requirements, but he's not fond of the overall approach, which will increase municipal revenues.
They'll just spend it. I don't want to give it to them. And I don't think most taxpayers want to just give them money unless there's really a justification for it. This is not the way to do it. We have bond measures if we have projects that we need to fund.
In Skagway, voters will be asked to approve a bond measure funding a new $12 million public safety facility. Skagway Mayor Mark Schaefer, at an August meeting, said it's an important need for the community's tourism economy.
The buildings we use now are wholly inadequate for the industry we serve. They're quite shameful, in fact.
A companion measure would increase Skagway's seasonal sales tax from 5 to 6%. That's expected to raise enough money to pay back the bonds, which are a type of loan. Critics are mostly concerned about the sales tax increase because it would raise prices for residents as well as tourists. Juneau has one ballot proposition in this election. It would create what's called an empowered board that could set budgets and raise revenues for the capital city's two swimming pools. Supporters say a stronger board could attract more swimmers and other users and help pay for needed repairs. Critics say the measure would put too much emphasis on one part of the community's recreation programs. This is Ed Schoenfeld in Juneau.